Hello and welcome to the Level Up Podcast, episode number 65. With me, the voice of Sanny, Daniel Hobbs, and the voice of Madness, Mr. Benjamin Quai. How's it doing, Quai?
Have you kidnapped me?
It's been a long time. We've been gone quite many weeks, having a short break. WikiLeaks discovered we were funding by Islamic terrorists.
I thought I quit, and now I'm tied to a chair.
You're not tied to a chair, you're sat on a stool with a microphone in front of you and many cans of empty Diet Coke.
They're not mine.
They're all mine. How have we been anyway?
Busy.
We have many new things.
Many, many new things. Many, many games. Many sounds from the outside. Many, many Christmas items.
I've got two Christmas items in my room. Two.
One.
A card.
And a Wii.
And a Santa hat saying Bah Humbug on it.
Okay, well.
Are you excited? It's like 2 weeks till Christmas.
No, Christmas is expensive.
It didn't cost me that. I only spent £100 so far.
Yeah, but you're a cheap bastard.
Yeah, I spent more on myself recently.
Yeah, that's
with
a given.
The phone.
That's a given.
And Windows Phone! My stack of games.
Ha, stack of games.
Yeah.
We could probably podcast on the Windows Phone.
That's a good 10, huh? Probably. Windows Phone's in the notes. We'll come to those later. What's first on the list? Right, okay. We'll do a disclaimer first, quick disclaimer. Okay. This is the last one of 2010.
Yes.
Because it's Christmas soon. We don't want to do anything for Christmas. Apart from drink and be merry and play games. So, yes. Last one of 2010. We're going to do a quick wrap-up of stuff past. Slightly with Christmassy stuff. And then we'll come back in January. New website. Forum. Crossing fingers. We've got new sections.
Have we got new people? New.
Maybe. Winking at me. A few new bits and bobs. And hopefully, Kawhi's going to do something.
Yeah.
Rather than leave it all up to me.
We're getting system updates.
Yeah, we level up version 2.
Yeah. We won't red ring as much.
No. We'll be all sexy, slim, and black. Right. Let's kick off. Panorama. Quiet's not happy about it. You can see, if it was a video podcast, he'd be staring horribly at the camera.
I'd look like Angry Miz Girl.
No more wrestling, alright? Let's just talk about wrestling games.
Sorry, that's the other podcast.
There is no other podcast yet. Right, come on.
Panorama. Aired sometime last week.
Monday the 2nd or 3rd or 4th.
They were like, well, we've annoyed FIFA. We've annoyed half of England.
How did they annoy FIFA? I was thinking of the game. We pissed off the football fans, let's piss off the nerds.
Yeah, so they pissed off all of England.
All the men. Just haven't pissed off. Next week they're going to do how makeup kills your baby.
Periods are fake.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't bother me. If anyone watched it, you can watch on BBC iPlayer. It's still up there, I think. And it's about... they basically think that people are addicted to video games and it ruins their life. And there was that they had like 3 or 4 major examples of people, greasy-looking, stereotypical greasy-looking teenagers playing Modern Warfare and World of Warcraft a lot. And then failing university or punching a door because they get angry. Or both, yeah. It didn't bother me that much because I don't play either of those games heavily. It was very one-sided.
Yeah, that's what annoyed me. There was no evidence. The entire argument was based on no evidence. There is no evidence that you could be addicted to video games.
It was, look at these children.
Yeah.
Your children could be like these children.
Example number one was some long-haired kid.
Yeah, he was the one
who sat playing Modern Warfare.
Yeah.
And he was a university student, therefore he had no money, therefore he had to play Modern Warfare. He was a university student. That's what they do. University students don't do that.
Reminds me of somebody I know named Callum Laird.
Callum Laird, who was a third university.
He was.
But there's no proof. There is no proof.
He was at university. then he played a lot of Modern Warfare, and then he failed university.
That's mainly because Modern Warfare is more fun than university.
That's why I didn't go to university. Even though I haven't played much Modern Warfare.
And example number two was some kid that didn't want to be named called Leo, who spent hours...
the kid didn't want to be named called
Leo. Yeah, they called him Leo, because he didn't want to be named, so he's called Leo.
Oh, apart from if you just take his face and look at Facebook.
Yeah.
Apart from that bit, all right.
Who spent hours upon hours... Leo. hours playing World of Warcraft. Like, 12-hour stints. But that's, you know... That's just, he's obviously got an addictive personality. There is no, you know,
you can't proof. Be a, yeah.
No proof in the pudding.
You can't be addicted to video games per se. You can be.
It's like being addicted. You can be addicted to gambling.
It's the same difference.
Addicted
yeah.
to smoking.
Yeah, your addictive personality.
Yeah,
is like I've got a kind of. I get really addicted to something, and then I get angry at it.
You can be addicted to pudding. If you've got an addictive personality, it doesn't matter. You will stick to it and eat pudding for 12 hours straight.
Exactly. They had the. They went to Crystal Dynamics, the people who make the Tomb Raiders, and they had the fellow there, the head studio head, and he was putting some pretty good points. It's like, yeah, we make these for entertainment. They're supposed to be just like a movie, or an album, or a theatre show. They're there for entertainment, just because this added level of interactivity,
yeah,
which makes, in my opinion, better than movies in that.
It was the one minute in the programme where there's like, better hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, it was the
your brain head
of the British Institute of Video Games or whatever it was.
Yeah, it improves hand-eye coordination. You're better, you know, if you're playing one of those little shitty DS games, no one really likes them.
Brain training.
Yeah, but it helps.
Yeah.
So it's not all bad, are they? But the annoyed me is just the entire programme is just like, oh, look, World of Warcraft. It's pretty evil.
I think, yeah, there was the Chris Dynamics expert. There was the guy from the Institute, whatever his name was, the sounds of crazy people. Yeah. You know, the British video game dude. And then there was the bit at the start where they videoed the StarCraft II launch. And they should have done that as, look at how big this thing is. It's the biggest. It's the biggest entertainment type genre, like as compared to movies. It's bigger than movies and music and blah.
If that was a cue for a film, an opening day of a film, no one would have batted an eyelid.
No.
But since it's for StarCraft, it's for a computer game.
Yeah. Well, I think that what they should have done is they sort of gone, look at this is how big it is, this is amazing, that people come out and stand there in the cold for dedication for something like a video game. This is not amazing, but you know what I mean. This is ridiculous. And then they sort of go, look, all these kids, they're on crack now.
Probably doing drugs.
Yeah. They're in the queue, smoking heroin and snorting weed.
And sleeping with hookers at the same time.
Yeah, it was a bit one-sided.
It was just a downright persecution of World of Warcraft.
I don't like World of Warcraft.
I know you don't like World of Warcraft, but it's a computer game and you have to defend it. I played it. It was pretty enjoyable the time I played it. I didn't become addicted to it. It's like that other kid, the tall, twatty-looking one, who was like, yeah, I played World of Warcraft lots, and it's really good. And then my mum took away my internet, so therefore I kicked down the door.
That was the one I was talking about. Who was the one called Leo? That was the other one.
Yeah.
Who was like, oh, I have to get myself off it, and they showed him going jogging and shit.
Yeah, and then he goes back on it.
That's fucking extreme. That's a bit too extreme.
That's addictive personality. Yeah. Right there. Both of them are.
Yeah.
One's like, you know, he can't tear himself
off. The one in the parents' house.
Yeah.
With his mum, who took the internet away, I think he punched a door or something.
I think he has got a lot more anger issues than just computer games. That was just the catalyst.
Yeah. It was like, he plays this game, and his mum's probably gone, oh no, video games are evil, because she's seen another one of these panorama-style shows.
Yeah.
Taking the internet away so we can't play it.
Oh, you've made him angry now.
Oh, you made him angry. And he's obviously got some deep-seated fucking issues.
Yeah.
But. Happy days.
Yes.
The programme didn't bother me, per se.
It didn't bother me, it just annoyed me. It's like, you know, like the whole Columbine thing was just about blaming Marilyn Manson.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this was all about just blaming World of Warcraft.
Yeah. It pretty much was. And Blizzard were like, yeah, we make our games for entertainment. It's up to you people watching the TV,
yeah,
trying to blame video games to control yeah. you and your kids and how they do it.
Prime example.
Totally fine.
The couple in Korea that spent all that time going to that computer cafe yeah. playing a game where you have to defend a small child
yeah.
and they left their own child to starve to death
yeah.
in the house. That's just... That's insane. That's addictive personalities.
Yeah. It is actually insane.
Yeah.
It... Yeah. The Blizzard press statement, and it was what I thought about video games all along. When someone goes to me, oh, you play too many video games, or you shouldn't play video games, they're bad for you, or kids shouldn't play video games, they're bad for them, and you just go...
Don't watch television.
No, it's just that it's just... If you don't want your kids playing video games, but they still want to play them, you find a balance.
Yeah.
And you go, here...
The
look,
Wii.
Here's your Xbox. I'm going to put parental controls on the Xbox, so the kids can't play games, say, 12 or higher.
Don't do...
And then they go, oh, but they're so confusing and hard to find. You read the fucking manual, yeah. and it's in there.
Or get a man to do it.
Yeah, or get your fucking husband to do it, yeah.
That's the thing. The parents that complain about kids playing violent video games, the same parents that go and buy their 12-year-old son Call of Duty and wonder why he's gone and shot some of his friends in school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then blame the computer game.
Precisely that. So, oh, it's hilarious. It makes me laugh sometimes, but sometimes it makes me really angry. The only plus I had about Pranorama, because really I just watched it, it's like, whatever. It was a slightly fairer representation of things than other stuff we've seen before.
Yeah.
Like the Alan Titchmarsh show. The prime example was in the pub Monday night watching Man U and Arsenal. We were talking about this, me and Callum. And where the Alan Titchmarsh show, they were just like, oh, you, Mr. Editor of a massive UK video games website, you don't know anything about video games. Do you remember
yeah,
that one?
Yeah.
They were like, oh, Alan Titchmarsh was like, oh, games like The Call of Duty and The Grand Theft Auto and The Modern Warfare. And it's like, oh, you obviously know fuck all, Alan Titchmarsh. Go back to your hose. By hose, I mean...
Go back to digging up Charlie Dimmock.
Garden hose. She was kind of hot.
There's only one.
Anyway.
There's only one plus. Did you see the Live at the Apollo the following Saturday with Dara O'Brien?
Dara, that was brilliant. He was so funny.
It summed it up perfectly. Computer gaming is the biggest form of entertainment that you're not meant to like.
Yeah, exactly. I saw him on Twitter about a couple of days later, and he got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of favourable responses about those jokes. Like, yeah, I played those games. It's brilliant. And the fact that he brought that and didn't and had the balls to say it on something as big as Live as the Apollo.
Yeah.
When half the audience is sitting there going, what the fuck are you talking about? The other half were in absolute stitches.
Yeah.
And it's proof it's no longer a niche thing. Like, you look at video game launch parties and celebrities, they rent out like entire, like massive, like one for Tron Evolution was at the Tate Modern, and they decked the whole place out in the style of Tron and had women in Lycra Tron style suits serving blue cocktails and handing out free blue shots, and Jeff Bridges was fucking there. And it's ridiculous. And people say that video games are just for nerds in their tiny little bedroom. It's not anymore. No.
Nerds in the Tate Modern drinking blue cocktails with yes, exactly. Jeff Bridges.
That's what I want to be. But like people at work, especially the females of the species, just go, as I went down, I sit on the Xbox, the PlayStation, or something. Not a lot. And they go, oh, you're sad. Why don't you just go and do something? What are you going to do? I'm going to watch EastEnders.
Exactly.
I'm going to sit and watch X Factor or EastEnders. I can guarantee I'm having far more fun than
shove
you.
Shove a cucumber sitting,
sitting alone in your overly big pyjamas in Ben and Jerry's and shoving a cucumber up you while watching, I don't know, the one show.
I could also be doing those things, but I'll also be playing with a controller.
I'm also in my pants eating Ben and Jerry's, shoving a cucumber up my ass. But I'm sitting here.
At least I'm talking to my friends.
I'm sitting here playing the Sly Collection. Or whinging at Quai about how I can't get an achievement. Video games win! Damn it.
Exactly. We've won the argument.
Damn it. Right.
The Panorama next week will be about why Panorama is okay. It'll be about Christmas. The Christmas exposure. Christmas expose. Santa's dead. Get over it.
No, he's not. Have you not seen that the Finnish film that's come out?
Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
I don't know what it's called.
I know, it's a Finnish horror film.
But the Santa comes and kills your babies?
Yeah.
He's alive.
Siberian Journey.
Oh, the Siberian film. We don't even talk about that. Stop shaking, man.
No. It's cold. Close the window.
Oh, shut the window then. Talk about the VGAs. Want to shut the window.
There was the VGAs Saturday.
Do we know who won any awards?
Red Dead Redemption won everything.
Did it really?
Pretty much.
Oh, right.
It wiped the floor.
I was going to watch them, but then I was like, I can't be bothered.
It wiped the floor so much that Rockstar have not put Red Dead Redemption forward for a video game BAFTA.
Oh, is that what that story was about? Oh, right. Fair enough, then.
Yeah. You know, the awards weren't important. The awards aren't important anymore. It's about what trailers are coming out for what games.
Yeah.
And we got all the fucking big guns.
Yes. We had Batman. Batman was just... Batman.
Batman Arkham City.
Yeah.
With Dr. Hugo Strange. Do you know who Hugo Strange is?
He was one of Batman's original villains. He was the mad... Like a genius man.
Yeah.
No superpowers or anything, just a genius who had to study Batman.
He becomes obsessed with
him. And he becomes obsessed with Batman, yes.
Well, in the game, he is the warden of Arkham City.
Yes.
Because Quincy Sharp ran away and became mayor.
Yes.
Naughty man. It all looks very good. Although, there was a rumour that Hugo Strange was going to be in the new Batman film, so...
Oh, no, they can't. So they can't, like... Combine the two, it's going to be awkward.
It might have thrown everything out of whack. All the stories people might have been reading about Tom Hardy playing Dr. Hugo Strange in the film could all been to do with the game. Not the Tom Hardy stuff, but obviously they could have been reading about the game when they thought it was a film, or the rumours.
Yeah. Or maybe Tom Hardy's the voice of Dr. Hugo Strange.
I don't know. That trailer was very, very good, though.
It was. It did show... Well, I watched the IGN Rewind film, and you see, like, you can see when he's standing on the rooftops of places, it's absolutely huge. Like, the Arkham City is now so big, and they'll be doing a lot of flying.
Yeah, between.
Between rooftops, and... I hope it's not just set on rooftops.
No, it won't be.
But then again, you can't have every single building you can go in. They at least got to be, like, most of them boarded up. There's got to be, like,
It'll be like the other game. You had Arkham Asylum, and you had the major buildings, and then it's just getting in between.
Yeah, but I think the getting in between will be mostly rooftops, though, won't it? You reckon?
You got the Batmobile. I know you don't get to drive it. We've already confirmed that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm sure there'll be cutscenes and whatnot.
No, I think you'll be like, yeah, there'll be the major buildings, but there will also be the other buildings in between you can't get into.
No. I don't think it'll be all about rooftop climbing. You'll be on the floor, or you'll probably have to go into tunnels or something, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can almost guarantee that Killer Croc will be in there somewhere.
Yes. Yes. It depends which ending of Arkham Asylum's canon.
The one with the Joker.
Well, there's two endings where the whichever character reaches out and grabs from the sea and grabs the stuff.
I think that looks two endings.
You know, one of them Killer Croc jumps out, and then one of them someone else gets out of the water and grabs the Venom stuff, whatever it's called.
Yeah. I think Killer Croc. He'll be alright.
Uncharted 3. I just watched that trailer. I'm very excited. Those games are seriously, like, out of all the new IPs that started this year, or this generation, sorry, it's my favourite. I love it. Maybe it's like joint first with Assassin's Creed of my favourite new
good.
IPs.
The trailer's good. No, the Uncharted games are good, but the trailer hasn't revealed anything, so. Desert, Deception, Moustache.
Well, it's just like, there's a lot of speculation as if it's going to be a prequel. Because spoilers, by the way, at the end of Uncharted 2, it's sort of a little bit... It leaves it a bit open, but you're hunky-dory with the female love interest. And everything's like, they sort of start flirting as they stand on top of a Nepalese mountain. And they're flirting.
Yeah, you know, something will go wrong.
Yeah, and it's either something's going to go wrong, or it's going to be a prequel because... Victor Sullivan, the guy who's the old man who's in the trailer. He looks a little bit younger than he did.
I thought he just looked a bit off.
He looked a bit younger than he usually does. I don't know if that's just me wishing it would be a prequel.
I don't think it will.
And it was set up like the backstory between those two.
Because generally the prequel is the fourth game, isn't it? You have the trilogy, the prequel. It's not a prequel.
It might be.
It's when Victor Sullivan finally turns on you. It's called Drake's Deception.
Yeah, but that happened in the first game.
Yeah, and the second.
When he turned in the first game, he turned on you and then was like, "Oh, I'm actually just I'm back with you now." And it was like, "All right."
Yeah, he'll do it again.
And then in the second game, there was the Chloe girl who was just like going back and forward the whole time.
Maybe this is where Drake turns on people.
Never know.
He's actually working for the Nazis.
There was Nazis in the first one.
I know there was. It's a Nazi submarine. Played bits of it.
There was Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies everywhere.
At the end of the game. Spoilers. Elder Scrolls bored the shit out of me. I'm sorry. I sat there on YouTube and I was watching the YouTube.com Game On people. Game On?
Yeah.
The ITN people?
Yeah.
They're really good. I really like them. They're funny. And they sort of show the trailer and sort of talk over it a little bit. And they had
only bored you because nothing happened.
Elder Scrolls, it was like the Lord of the Rings style music, and it's about it. I totally blanked out while watching it.
Elder Scrolls Morrowind was like the biggest game on the original Xbox.
Yeah.
Oblivion was one of the biggest games of the early phase of the 360.
It's like launch, yeah.
So I'm very excited for the new one.
I played it. Oblivion. Turned up at a town.
Killed everyone left.
Yeah, got a horse or something. Then went to a bridge and they were like, "Oh, you can't cross this bridge because you haven't got enough money. You need to give us some money." I was like, "Fuck you, I'm going to stab you." And then I got killed and I was like, I have no idea what's going on. It's before I even played a Fallout or anything. And I was just like an action-y third person, like totally. Yeah. And I was like, no idea what's going on. Can't kill anybody because my character is shit. Patrick Stewart's dead, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
There's no point in trading.
You should play it. My dad recently brought Game of the Year Edition, and I'm going to play through that.
Does it include the horse armour?
No, it includes the Shivering Isles. Big expansion. Achievements. That's how big it is. But yeah, I really liked Elder Scrolls. It was really, like, a very nice open RPG. Oblivion was. I can do what you like. And this one is a direct sequel to Oblivion. And the main thing that people were worried about was, is it on a new engine?
Yeah.
Because it's been in development for 2 years. But it is actually on a new engine.
That's alright.
Everyone can calm down. You can calm down now, Hobbs.
Oh, yeah, because I was so upset.
Yeah.
There's one on a new engine.
If it was on the Fallout engine, it'd be horribly dated. Because Fallout looks horribly dated.
Yeah, New Vegas doesn't look great.
But I'm not. I'm not into New Vegas or the graphics.
Nah.
And then the most important of the trailers.
Master
Doctor Who.
What?
Doctor Who.
I haven't watched these trailers yet.
No.
I'm a bit
Master
behind.
It looks like it's Doctor Who. It's all flying monsters over London. And
I thought you meant there's a Doctor Who trailer. No. I was like, what?
No. Mass Effect 3. That guy.
I didn't know what it was until maybe a minute into the trailer.
So it says, Shepherd. And you're like,
holy shit! Now it makes sense why, when BioWare was teasing this trailer, that they released the album cover of London's Calling. And everyone's going, maybe it's not Mass Effect.
Maybe it's a Clash game.
maybe it's Hell's Gate London or something.
Maybe it's Clash Team Racing.
That'd be amazing. I pick Joe Strummer.
The other
Mr. Clash.
Yes.
I
looks awesome. We just need it now.
Yeah. Next year.
Yeah.
End of the year.
It's one of those games that why they announce it now. It's like this game, Master 3, I'll be excited for until it comes out. Gears of War 3, when that was announced, it was like, oh. Is it out yet?
Oh, it's been delayed.
Oh.
Alright.
Fair enough. Yeah. Bring it out when you're ready. I'm not really bothered.
Yeah.
I'll play it, but you know.
See, speaking of that, 2011 is building to be a very good year. So I say we should take a break. Mm-hmm. A short musical interlude. We'll order some pizza. And we'll talk about all the big things that happened in 2011.
Okay, let's do that.
Let's do that. That's some tasty pizza.
We haven't eaten anything yet.
Yeah, it'll turn up halfway through the show.
That's a very good song. I enjoy William Shatner singing the theme music of Shawn Michaels.
No wrestling. Unless we're talking about wrestling games. Unless you want to do a wrestling podcast.
Yes.
All right, we'll do that next.
We call it Pillar to Post.
Why?
Good name. You beat someone from Pillar to Post.
How about the circle squared? The squared circle.
That's like a PlayStation controller.
They call it. Anyway, you've ruined my perfect, like, segue between sections. We're talking now about how awesome 2011 sounds. With I'm sure we had this exact conversation last year. Wait, how awesome 2010 was, and then we think back and it was like, it's
alright. Brotherhood Creed 2.
We'll come to what our games of the year are very soon. By very soon, I mean
almost immediately.
Next year.
Put down your email.
Email.
It's a Domino's.
It's Domino's. Anyway, January of next year, Ghost Trick actually looks pretty good, and I keep thinking about getting a DS. Ghost Trick is it's like a detective game, but you play as a ghost, and you're jumping between inanimate objects to find out what's happened in a certain crime scene.
Yes. But we've pretty also good. Played Sherlock Holmes vs. Jack the Ripper. And when's the second game coming out?
Is there a second game? The reason that game sold is it was because it was called Sherlock Holmes vs. Jack the Ripper.
Everyone yelled Mortal Kombat. Speaking of Mortal Kombat, quickly, because Mortal Kombat is coming out next year. Did you see who the character that's coming for it?
Kratos!
That trailer was pretty funny.
I have not seen
it's Scorpion beating up Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
And then Scorpion goes to throw his chain into Sub-Zero, and then another chain comes to Sub-Zero's back and pulls him all day, and it's like, what the fuck? Kratos!
That sounds pretty amazing. He could probably just blow someone's eardrums up then.
They reckon that we're going to get the big Carmine as the Xbox character.
That's pretty awesome. On the 18th, this is obviously American, so this is like the week of the 18th of January.
The week.
Mass Effect 2, Little Big Planet 2.
Obviously you'll get Mass Effect 2 for the PS3, right?
No. I have it on the Xbox.
What's the point?
I might rent it for the tiny bit of backstory they have at the start because I didn't play Mass Effect 1. Or I could just play Mass Effect 1.
Borrow my Mass Effect 1.
Look at my stack of games!
You don't need to play Red Dead Redemption anymore.
Zombies.
Sniper Ghost Warrior, I'll steal from you.
No, you won't.
Alright, I'll borrow off Emma's dad then.
It's a fun game. Anyway, Dead Space 2 as well comes
out. Yes, that's what I said. I've got one game per month.
For January, at the moment I have nothing because I'm not really excited about Little Planet 2 until I clear that. Almost done with the top one. Almost done with SmackDown.
Is it really only the second one, Little Big Planet?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
The first one was just like I played it. The music was amazing and the concept was just fantastic, but I didn't have the
friends.
I had friends. I didn't have the like the cognitive process to build a decent level.
Apart from building a giant penis and putting cats on.
Yeah, so I didn't bother. And the single player was
terrible.
Yeah, it's kind of boring after a while. Like, it's so long.
There's no story, is there?
No, it's just like jump through this bit.
Jump through levels, collect stuff to build stuff.
Yeah. Man, blast your arm up there.
I'm going to slow you down and blow your face off. And then your head flat. It's awesome. Yeah. It's good.
Not all excited. Right,
moving on to February.
But if you're going to get it, you're going to get it on PS3.
Why?
Because you get Extraction with it for free. Mm-hmm. Deal.
Yeah, but you neglect the fact that I own a PS3. Yet.
Yet. You will have one soon.
I know. I need a Blu-ray player.
Yes, you do.
And to play Metal Gear Solid. That's beside the point.
You need to get Scott Pilgrim when it comes out on the 27th. On Blu-ray.
I'm going
to
have it.
I'm tempted to get the Blu-ray triple box set of the Edgar Wright films.
What does it come with? Scott Pilgrim,
Hot Fuzz, and Shaun of the Dead. Triple set Blu-ray.
Yeah, I'd probably do that.
But not a lot of cash.
Yeah, probably.
Not a lot much more cash.
You should buy the Inception triple pack.
What's the Inception triple pack?
Inception Blu-ray that comes with Inception DVD. That comes with Inception digital copy.
Has to come inside a dream.
Inside a dream.
Inside a thimble.
Inside a thimble.
Inside a dream.
Inside a muffin.
Inside Michael Caine.
in some of him with a muffin that looks like Russell Crowe.
Yeah, why not? Right, it's moving on to February.
February, yeah. What are you buying me for my birthday?
What am I buying Quiet for his birthday? How about Conduit 2?
No. 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 There's only one game.
There's only one game. What, Marvel vs. Capcom 3? No, Fate of Two
Maybe
Worlds.
Maybe Test Drive Unlimited 2 as well.
It's all about the Killzone 3 in that month. That's it. Bulletstorm,
I'm
rental.
Not bothered about Bulletstorm.
Bulletstorm, maybe a rental. Apparently it's a big load of alright, from what I've heard from various podcasts and writings.
Mostly it's just ignore February apart from Marvel vs. Capcom 2 and it's Dragon Age March.
Would you buy Killzone if you had a PS3?
No, because I play Killzone 2.
Yeah.
You let it, I didn't like it. I played them. It just took too long to do anything in that game. The loading times were horrific.
Oh, yes, yes.
Especially when I tried to play the multiplayer.
Oh, the multiplayer's such a drag in that game, I have to admit. But
the graphics are awesome, but...
I like the control. I'm the only one who likes the control scheme as well. I like the control. The stupid stick to the cover and you're bending your controller around like 360 degrees and doing that.
I like the story, but no. Not for me.
Not for quite. But it's on Diblob 2, Test Drive Unlimited 2, Conduit 2, Lego Star Wars, The Clone Wars.
3.
March.
Fight Night. I actually quite like the look of Fight Night Champion. I won't buy it. I might rent it.
See, there's nothing.
Dragon Age.
Nothing in March. At all.
Fear. F3 AR.
So also out, but also out in the first quarter.
Although we don't know, Deus Ex, probably the most important one.
DC Universe Online, which I should be playing later on today. Where? The PS3. The beta.
You don't like MMO figures?
No, it's a free beta for PlayStation Plus users, which I also signed up for, which come to that later. Most of Apocalypse. Child of Eden, probably won't come out. Third birthday. Huge game on the PSP. So it won't sell very many copies.
Q2. All those games.
Spring.
All those games in April.
Brink, Portal 2, and Mortal Kombat, hopefully. DVD. Just Portal 2. Mortal Kombat, if I get a... Maybe. Possibly.
I'm sure I'll get Mortal Kombat and you'll play and you'll be like, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, like, I must buy this.
May, Hunted... is the only game that I want there. Maybe The Witcher... No, The Witcher 2 is not PC. Hunted and Red Faction. I really do enjoy the Red Faction games.
Yeah, I might pick up Red Faction.
Also, another important one. Also by this point, L.A. Noir, which is a fuck yes.
Yes. This trailer for that was amazing.
It blew me away. I was like, what the fuck? I need this game.
Nothing in June, but also by this point, L.A. Noir, Ico and Shadow of the Colossus Collection, get in! Yes! I mean, all the copies of the PS2 version will go right down on eBay.
And we can buy them.
We can buy them, and then wait until everyone doesn't buy the collection, so it goes right back up again. Sorcery. That's the move game.
Oh.
That's the Harry Potter. That's the not the, the Harry Potter, the but fate, not Harry Potter move game.
Yeah.
That you waggle shit. And you custom spell with the move wand. They showed at E3.
Pokemon Black and White, hello there.
Hell yes. Also, by that point, I will have had a 3DS.
Yeah.
I think.
You hope. Are you banking on buying one? Or are you still humming and harring? But by that time, you'd have probably hummed
I want a DS, but I don't know if I should get, like, a Lite now off eBay for, like, 70 quid and be done with it.
Why don't you just wait until the 3DS comes out?
Or just get 3DS.
And all the other ones go down in price.
You know.
To the summer.
Either or, I think. I'm not really that bothered. But I'm saying another one. Shift Unleashed. Shift 2 Unleashed looks...
What the hell is Shift 2 Unleashed?
That's the Need for Speed. Another Need for Speed game.
No.
It's like their proper racing-y game.
Nah. I only like arcade racers.
Fair enough. July. Silence.
Good game.
Yes.
September, we've got Resistance 3.
Madden, coming in August.
No. Rage. I don't know. I haven't seen much of Rage, apart from it looks shiny with pictures.
Yeah. Apparently coming out on the 13th.
The British Gas deliver pizza?
No, they don't.
Fuck. Also, by this point, Star Wars The Old Republic. I'd like to play it, but I'm not going to play PC games anymore. And Warhammer 40,000 Space Marine is a buy.
Nah. Nah.
Violence is important in my life.
Yeah, there's nothing coming out in the summer. I thought Batman would have hit that, but no, apparently not.
Fall is where it gets busy.
October is strangely quiet at the moment. You'll have a FIFA in there, I should have thought. November will be Uncharted,
and
Drake's Deception, and Elder Scrolls. Skyrim. Rim.
Calm down.
Rim in the air.
Then at some point you'll have a new Call of Duty.
Yeah, Call of Duty. It's just says, yeah, why not Call of Duty? TBD.
The Last Guardian, Mass Effect 3.
SSX Deadly Descent, which was announced at the VGAs.
Yeah. Gears of War 3, yeah. Max Payne 3.
Ratchet and Clank, All for One. Batman Arkham City, Forza Motorsport 4. It's so many good games.
The end of the year.
It's like the end of the year is just chock-a-block.
Christmas time is going to be, I'm going to have to pick, and then be like, right, get me these for Christmas. Saying that. Yeah. I say that now, but...
yeah.
I spent about £200 on computer games.
Yeah. Also, the unknown stuff. You've got Infamous 2 and SOCOM 4. SOCOM 4 was supposed to be coming in January, but got delayed.
Duke Nukem
2. Mario Sports Mix, Ghost Recon, Future Soldier. All wouldn't have solid release dates.
So... shaping up to be pretty good so far.
I think for me personally, it picks up like, it's like one game in February.
It's the first 3 months.
A couple in the spring, nothing in the summer, and then hit September when Resistance. It's like Resistance will be the day where it all just goes, all goes to shit.
Yeah, it's good though because you need that summer to save up all your money.
Yeah, and then again, I know this is on here. This is, we're taking this from Kotaku, by the way. I know this is on here that October's quiet,
but generally not.
Yeah, you're gonna have the Last Guardian, you're gonna have the Call of Duty, you're probably gonna have Ratchet and Clank in there as well. They all come out in October generally.
Whatever happens is when Call of Duty's announced, they get announced.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, a lot of the games will in that month will get pushed back to January, the following year.
I can see SSX being pushed back.
If Call of Duty comes out in November,
yeah,
it's gonna fuck up the other games a lot.
Surely it will come out in November. They all come out in November.
Not all the time.
They will come out on the same day as Elder Scrolls. Just to piss you off.
That's alright though, because
I can see if that does happen, I can see Max Payne being pushed back.
Don't push it back again, please.
And SSX being pushed back. And
Gears of War won't get pushed back.
Gears of War won't get pushed back. It's been pushed back once.
Yeah.
They will have it. They will have Gears of War come out. Close enough but far away enough from Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Because Microsoft just bitch slap Infinity Ward and Treyarch around a bit, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, you get the map packs, so we can put our names in any of your adverts. So I can see them.
To be fair though,
coming out, like Gears of War coming out before or after.
This is all
probably before.
This is all hypothetical because we don't know what this COD's going to be.
Yeah.
B, who's making it, and C, if it's going to be any good.
Yes, this is true, yeah. But people will buy it anyway. People will go out and blindly buy it because it's got Call of Duty written on the packaging.
We'll see. I was very unsure about Black Ops until I read more stuff about it.
Yeah. Skyward Sword as well. I forgot about Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Best game on the 3DS.
It's the, Zelda. The Wii.
Well, there's also Zelda on the 3DS, isn't there?
Ocarina of Time.
Exactly. The best one.
Yeah, I'm still undecided about the old 3DS. I don't know.
Moving on.
DSs will be cheap when they come out. So it's either I get DS now and play a few games. I get DS in...
Move on, Hobbs. Hobbs, Hobbs, move on.
In the spring.
Hobbs, move on.
Or I get 3DS move in the spring. Move on. The 3DS is really going to be more expensive.
Move on. Yeah. Move on. Move on.
Drink this. There's a fag.
No. games. We've played lots of games.
We have.
Oh, it's been a while since we've done a wubba pa.
We haven't got Richard. We just need to record Richard. It's the only segment that we really need him.
We need an app.
Yeah.
We need an app.
What are you looking for?
Looking for this. We need an app so we can just have a soundboard of just... and various other noises we've made
Richard
over
only
the
makes that noise.
65 episodes.
Alright, can we get the terrible games out of the way first?
You're talking about our crap game collection.
Yeah, you can explain.
It's a demo of our new feature we're going to have on the site and on the podcast as well.
We got a name for it, or is that still in progress?
Crap game collection.
You say that, but if you might not always pick up a crap game.
Yeah, okay, so we go down Blockbusters. We're going to have to switch Blockbusters soon as well. go to somewhere out of town.
Yeah.
Look in the pre-owned section. Of all Blockbusters, they always have, right at the bottom, at the back of all the...
4 for 20.
Of the stuff, the 4 for 20s. Me and Quai thought it was a good idea to get... We'll go half and half, we'll get a tenner each, and we'll get two of these games each. Even though I've taken 3 of them.
Yeah.
And paid all 20 quid, because Quai has no money.
Yeah, that was around...
But what we got... SmackDown 09. Because I hadn't played it. We love the wrestling games.
Let's do one at a time. So SmackDown 09. Mm. What do you think?
It's good, but I can't play it that much because I always think of doing...
Yeah, because you've played the new game.
Because I played the new one, and the new one's so good. I'm like trying to put people for tables, and I've realised I've got to put them on the table and get a finishing move, and it's just like, oh, it's a bit of a drag. But then I'll go back up. Like, I played a little bit of it yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So get an achievement in something or other. And then I went on to SmackDown, and I was trying to do strong modifiers.
Yeah.
So it's a real... It's good for achievements.
It's good for its time, but it's because good for it's out of date.
And you can really see how much they've done in 2 years. You can really, really see how much they've done in 2 years.
Or people have been bitching and moaning that they don't change the game up, but they are. Slowly but surely. I mean, we've got to pay 40 quid at a time, but still, they're getting better.
Even you look at 08, which came out, 3 years ago, and you look at...
09. 11. Yeah.
Vastly different. Like, ridiculously different. For the better, I think. They have the wrestling games, the SmackDown series has slowly got progressively better and better and better as it come out. Apart from Just Bring It, which was an awful.
That's the thing. The thing I always find, they always take 2 steps forward and 1 step back.
Yeah, I mean, like, the universe mode they put in the new one. We'll come to that later. Yeah. It's dragging me. We also picked up Alone in the Dark, which I played. I played that before.
Mm-hmm.
I played it, and... Yeah, the controls are shit. That's about it. It's an alright concept. It was given to a better team than Atari, who can do nothing
Snake.
But, like, you know...
Miss
Pac-Man. I was going to say Pac-Man's Namco, innit?
Oh, shit.
They don't really do a lot.
Asteroids.
Yeah, it's just like...
There were some good bits in it. I had a decent enough story.
Like, the driving bit. Like, really, that's a bit I've got to. It's the end of the second chapter, there's a bit where you're driving through past Central Park.
Yeah.
And there's all this shit going off around you, and it's awesome.
But it's hard.
But because the controls are so bad, you end up fucking up all the time. You have to do it over and over and over again. It's a fucking pain. And there was a bit, trying to get into said car. When you break into the car, you try and start the fucking hot wiring thing. It's not really explaining, because it brings up on the screen the what you're supposed to do with the control sticks to hot wire the car. And it's going, no, you got to... And it's actually showing you a video. Like, go up, then left, then down, or right, or whatever like that. What I thought it was going to, you have to hit the things in succession when it pops up on the screen. And I was going, fucking, I don't know what I'm doing.
The first thing you should do when you step into that car again is always check the thing, because there's always, 99% of the time, there's a key up there.
Yeah, I did. Nothing. And then the zombie things came through, who are called Humans, the Zed. And they ripped me out of the car, and then I had nothing. I had no weapons. Which is what I hate about survival horror games. Is that you get put into a shit situation, there's a shit ton of enemies around, and you're sitting there going, well, I've got no fucking...
You should play Condemned 2.
Don't know what to do. We'll take this a short break halfway through this, and we'll talk about other stuff when we get back. It's time for pizza, ladies and gentlemen. What about breakfast? We're talking about a crap game collection.
Oh, yes, a crap game collection.
Yes. And Hell in the Dark is alright, but it could be better. Could be made better by better people making it. That's the problem with all these games I have. Apart from SmackDown, which is good.
Apart from Legendary Larry.
They're good games, if they were made by someone good.
Legendary Larry would never be a good game.
Yeah, we've got Legendary Larry Box Office Bust. I played for about 2 hours. If someone decent made that game...
What, like, Epic?
Yeah, if someone good made the Legendary Larry game, rather than some people I've never fucking heard of, it would be a good game. But it's made by shit developers. And like, it's alright. It's like, the platforming is everything's like, just a bit shit. That's the problem with it.
Could you say about any game though, if it's made by someone good? It's just not a good concept for a game. It's just T&A. Tits and ass.
Oh, wait, it's some of the content is quite fun. And it's very incredibly varied, believe it or not. Yeah. Got this first-person shooting bits, third-person shooting bits, platforming bits, horse-riding bits, mini-games. The director's mini-game is quite fun, where you use a blatantly, overtly, innuendo-y scene out of a film, and you are trying to get the right camera shots at the right time by pressing buttons. It's fairly simple, but it's quite fun. The content is incredibly varied, but like the checkpoint system is so just stupid. Like they check, it's a check. Like there's a bit where you're running around as a cactus trying to sneak through these guys, avoiding fart gas clouds. And there's another bit where you're straight after that, where you go into a first-person shooter scene. First-person shooter scene is actually quite difficult. Yeah. Because the hit detection is quite off. And then you die on that bit and you cut back before the really annoying cactus bit. So it's just like, if there's someone decent, like someone with common sense making the game, they would put a checkpoint in there. Which would have made the game a lot better and less frustrating. I wouldn't have stopped playing it.
Well, you saw me. The red mist descended after I started spraying fucking walls with paint.
That's actually happening. Put like 2 hours into it so far, and I said it's not bad. It's just not amazing.
After that, I think I got the best of the bad bunch.
What? Bloody Commando, the grin version.
If not 100% terrible, it's playable, which is a good start.
Yeah, but. Again, like I said about Legends of Harry, which will probably come up every time we play this, every time we do this, is that if it was made by someone better, it would have been a better game. It would be an amazing game. Because the stuff is there, it's just wrapped up in a load of shit. Is it not, Mr. Quai?
Bad checkpointing, that's all it is about Barney Commando. If they had good checkpoints, it'd be a fine game. Because the checkpoints are usually like, oh, here is a checkpoint, alright. Kill these guards. Alright, you kill these guards. Now kill this helicopter. Oh, you've died. I'll go back and kill these guards.
Yeah, that would probably rage me out a little bit. So that's the same as like Legends of Larry. And it's just like, you just take a break and come back to it. And you won't feel so, doing the same thing over and over again.
Playing the game on the hardest difficulty is not hard. It's just if you fuck up with your human error.
Yeah.
You are punished severely.
It's kind of how it should be though, shouldn't it?
Not for a bad checkpoint.
If you die, it's not the game's fault, though, is it?
No, but it's for having bad checkpoints.
Yeah. Bad checkpoints isn't why you're dying all the time.
No. It's because I'm playing on commando difficulty. And enemies will kill you in one shot.
Really?
Yeah.
When I left you doing that sniper rifle battle, I think, last week. And yeah, that was just...
that. Another sniper bit. Different snipers.
You finished it yet?
No, I'm on about 47%.
Blob. Right. Are we going to go through our lists now of Wubba Purse, or are we going to talk about our new brand new mobile phones?
No, we'll do the Wubba Purse.
Wubba
Purse! We'll take it in turns. You first.
Something quiet and played. Something quiet and played. The Sly Collection.
Yeah?
Three PS2 games. Three really, really good PS2 games. In high definition.
Mm-hmm.
With trophies. For £20.
Not bad.
How is that not a bad deal?
I don't know why the Xbox doesn't do stuff like this.
I don't want to. Microsoft has said we don't want to.
It's not that they don't want to. It's they don't have any games like that.
Hey-o.
Halo? Why would you buy Halo?
Halo 2, 1, 2.
No, they're not...
With achievements in Xbox Live?
Yeah, but it'd be more than one disc, wouldn't it? That's the power of the Blu-ray. You can have it on one disc.
Mm.
Yeah. You can have lots of small games on one disc.
No, they are amazing. I've played the first one, platinumed it.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the second or third one yet. They are seriously, seriously very good games. Like, it's platforming, like sort of Jack and Daxter-y, Ratchet and Clank-y style
platforming. Yeah, I imagine they're all...
You're Jack and Daxter start the platforming. Ratchet and Clank is the platforming with weapons. And then Sly is like the platforming, but with alarms, so you know how to get caught by the alarms. If the alarms go off, all the fucking laser beams turn deadly, and all the guards will come running after you.
So it's kind of like Splinter Cell.
But...
with a raccoon.
Cell-shaded.
And with a raccoon.
Yeah. Very cel-shaded. They're really, really good. And they've all... Platinum trophies are easy, because it's just play the game, get one of the collectibles. Get all of one type of collectible.
Yeah.
That's it. Which are not that easy to... Which are easy to find.
Yeah.
And there's enough fucking guides out there, because the game's like 10 years old anyway, so it don't matter. Three separate sets of trophies as well. So just one platinum free. One platinum for the Sly collection. Sly 1, Sly 2, Sly 3. So it's about 180 achievements. Fucking bourbon. 180 achievements in the game.
Yeah.
Plus, if you have move, there's move support for move mini games. You can also do the move games without move.
Yeah.
So they're stupid, like, two-player mini games based in the Sly universe with Sly characters in it. And there's also 3D support as well. But if you haven't played them, I recommend pick up, because they're incredibly, like, I've played the first one. Very varied, so many different types of missions. You've got driving bits, you've got on-rail shootery bits, you've got platformy bits, in snow, in desert, in swamp, all sorts of stuff. It's real, real good.
Now that you've brought one, though, would you buy any of the other collections? Like, would you buy the God of War collection?
See, I played God of War 2. I haven't played God of War 2. So I'd be more inclined just to buy God of War 2. But the only reason I haven't bought the Sly collection because I've never played them.
Oh, right.
That's why I brought it. I knew they were good games, but I must have just gone right past them when I had a PS3, when I had a PS2. So when I will be getting the Ico collection.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played any of the other ones. I know they're good games, but I haven't played
them. By the time Ico came out, the PS2 was kind of on its last legs anyway.
No.
What's that?
2004. 2003.
Yeah, they were sort of underground games, though, weren't they?
I almost picked it up about 100 times. I walked into Blockbuster and said, oh, it's supposed to be real good. Looked at it and just gone...
Real artsy. Japanese.
Can't be asked. Yeah, Japanese can't be asked. I'm more excited to play Shadow of the Colossus, though.
Yeah.
Even though I kind of know the ending, but...
Yeah, it's good.
Go on, your turn. I want to eat this with the sub roll.
Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. Very short. Not very good. It's better than the first one, but the first one is longer. I completed this game in about 4 hours.
There's
about 6 levels. Yeah, it was about 4 or 5 levels, and they vary in length.
Did you buy or rent it?
Free rent.
Yes.
Abusing siblings. But yeah, it was alright. Easy 510 points. I don't like the ending. I don't know what they're going to do with it from here.
They're not.
They are.
I thought they cancelled the third one.
Yeah, then they announced it.
Fucking stupid.
Do you know what happens at the end?
I couldn't care less, man.
Well, basically, what happens at the end is that
they
capture Darth Vader.
Yeah. So in the third movie, you play as Darth Vader, and you have to get set free.
No. It's just...
You break free.
It just seems odd. Basically, the entire story is, you're a clone, but are you really a clone? Or are you not a clone? Are you a clone? There's your girlfriend, but you're a clone. Are you really a clone, but are you not a clone? It's just you going, where is she? Batman style, where is she? And the entire game is just like, where is she? She's over there. Where is she? She's over here. Where is she? Oh, there she is. Oh, there's Darth Vader. Where is she? I'm going to fight Darth Vader. I win. It's not very good.
Doesn't surprise me either.
And Crash and Touch.
Crash and Touch. Fallout New Vegas.
I really can't wait to get it for Christmas.
It's Fallout.
Exactly, I can't wait to be immersed.
In a new put like 14 hours into it in like the first couple of days.
I want to get immersed.
And then I sort of stopped playing it.
That's because other games came out.
Yeah.
Fallout, you need by yourself on your own. Total immersion.
True. I'm trying not to spoil it for you.
Yeah. You best not.
I very much like what they do with the mission structure. How they set it out.
I've played a
bit. Like you can play one mission, you'd be like, right, I'll get this mission done. Get out. Because you play it like you play Fallout 3, and you go, right, I'm going to do this mission, get out of the way.
Yeah.
And do this side mission, get out of the way. And then you realise you did this side mission, and then it just sums up, mission passed, well done. And then, mission failed. I'm like, fuck. Fuck. Once you realise you can sort of pick your own path down, you're very careful about what one you do.
Yeah. And it's the faction, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big faction thing, which is really good. But it is just more Fallout, which is why it's almost the bottom of my stack.
Because you really need to get past everything else before you get onto it.
Yeah. And if it's the same as it was 2 years ago in a new place.
That's why I left it on purpose, so... It's like, right, I'm almost coming back to it fresh. Playing Splatterhouse. I really like Splatterhouse.
That is god awful.
That's what everyone keeps telling me. I'm like...
I heard it on the grapevine.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps telling me. And I'm like...
Tasty.
It's just hack and slash. Except by hack and slash, you're pummeling people in the face and then tearing their heads off and then tearing their lungs out. Pulling their arms off and then using their arms to beat the other enemies with.
I keep looking at it and going,
it's real. I haven't played the old ones. I have now because they're on the disc.
Yeah, that's a good thing, I suppose. That's commendable. Yeah.
But I enjoy it. It's just nice to play something mindless and violent and cel-shaded.
For the sake of it.
Just for something different. Because you play so many first-person shooters nowadays, so many RPGs, you just want mindless violence.
It's true.
It's really funny. You're this guy called Rick, and yet your girlfriend gets captured by Dr. West, and then you put this mask on.
Frank West.
No, not Frank West.
Thought a journalist.
No, he hasn't covered any wars. You put this mask on, and this mask is really fucking sarcastic. There's loads of swearing in the game. The collectibles in the game are naked photos of your girlfriend.
It's pretty good.
It's the soundtrack is done by Lamb of God Mastodon Five Finger Death.
Oh, God. God.
And it's bloody and it's awesome. It's fun.
I think you're bloody and awesome.
Good romp stomper.
Something in a similar vein I did in another 4 for... Fucking burping. Bloody pizza. No. In another 4 for 20 binge... that I did for Christmas presents.
Yeah.
I picked up Metroid Prime Corruption on the Wii,
yeah,
which I haven't touched yet, and Mad World on the Wii, which is... I just hasten to say, I wish... It's a good job I didn't buy it when it came out.
Why?
Not great.
No, I thought it looked awesome.
It does look awesome, but then in screenshots it looks fantastic. When you play it, and it's just like... Everything's black and white. I'm not quite sure what bit of it's me and what bit of it's the ground next to me. And then there's the red stuff comes in. It's just like blood everywhere.
I'm very confused.
But the first time you sort of pick up a fella with the Wiimote,
yeah,
and then take the nunchuck and go and bash his face into a spiked wall,
yeah,
using the nunchuck, it's like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Then you end the next level and it's just... Oh, look, there's a spiked wall. I've blatantly got to do this over and over again. It's like the first level just teaches you, you can use these things to kill people. There's like five different things. Now, use these things to kill people.
Alright, so it's quite repetitive then.
Yes. It's like blatantly, here's a stop sign. Use this to ram it down his face.
Is the story good, though? I mean, surely the voiceover by Greg Proops has to be a...
It's not great.
Oh. Very upset.
The commentators get really... It's like Bender. What's his name? Yeah. John DiMaggio.
And Greg Proops, yeah.
Yeah, they get quite annoying. After a while.
I'm very upset.
Because they do... It's repetitive, again.
Yeah.
And, like, the gameplay's repetitive. Like, here are these... It's basically, here are these weapons. Like, five or six weapons. Kill and maim people.
Yeah.
And you get points for combining the stuff.
Yeah.
But then you just sort of go, right, I'm going to put stop signs to this race. I'm going to put a bin over his head, and then the stop sign comes out of the bin, even though I put the bin on third, bin on second, because the contact, the hit detection's terrible. And then I'm going to put a tyre around that, and that's going to go straight through the stop sign again, because it can't tell what's what.
Yeah.
Because it just becomes part of the body thing. It becomes part of the enemy's body, and it's just like, I'm gonna put that. Then I'm going to ram him through a spiked wall. Okay, now I'm going to do this in a different order. It's just the same. The one commendable thing is there's like mini boss battle games. One of them, there's a massive aeroplane engine and it's sucking in wind, and you're like, you're trying to run away from it, and there's people trying to, you've got to kill all the enemies as quick as possible. They come in waves, and eventually, like, by the end of it, you're so sucked into the thing that they come in front of you, so you've got to grab them and sort of throw them behind you, and they get sucked into this massive aeroplane engine, which is just red with blood by the end of it. But that's pretty, this stuff like that is pretty awesome. And I'm hoping there's like a few more of those sorts of things as I go on in the game.
You should get No More Heroes.
Yeah. I don't think I've
ever finished one of our games on the Wii. I've got so many. I mean, it's possible.
Almost, I need to go back to Mario Galaxies.
Yeah.
But, stack.
I know.
And I've got to set the Wii up again.
I brought some people the Super Mario All-Stars collection for the year.
Yeah, you said. Yeah.
That looks pretty good.
And he got 6.5 on IGN, not because the games are bad, it's just they didn't do anything with the games.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's just
super. It's a port, it's a big port.
Even like the control screen on the game has the SNES controller on it.
It's just a big port, isn't it? They haven't loved the graphics, they haven't.
Nah, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Well, funny, really, I suppose. And they've just put like the History of Mario book.
Yeah, and it's a soundtrack CD.
Yeah, the soundtrack CD is mostly sound effects and not songs from the massive library of Mario, which surely would be.
Yeah.
There'd be a few remixes in there. But it's just like coin noise, one up noise. It's just like they're like 2 second tracks apparently. It's like, what? And then the book that it comes with is a guide to the history of Mario.
Didn't you get that free with a Nintendo magazine like years ago?
Probably. And it literally just does.
This is Mario.
Mario games. No, there's no like Mario. Appearances in other games. It's not like nerdy facts, like no mention of Doku Doku Panic.
Yeah.
You know, Mario 2 in Japan.
Yeah.
And there's no mention of stuff like
Mario Cross.
There's like Mario. There was like a brief Mario Kart and a brief Smash Brothers. There's no like Mario Paint. And like stuff that would have made it a little bit more awesome by mentioning extra shit. There's none of that in there. There's a bit of a disappointing package, but they're still great games.
It's 20 quid. It's 20, easy 20 quid.
I've got it over there in the SNES, and I've got a SNES sitting over there as well, so.
Yeah, it's no point.
How much is it?
25.
See, it's just the same case as the Sly game, if you haven't played them.
Yeah, that's what I'm
talking about. It's worth picking up.
Yeah.
But if you have played them.
It's more of the same.
It's not more of the same, it is the same. Where we are. Fable 3 was alright.
I still need to do it all in co-op.
So do I.
And I need to do some other stuff in it. We'll have to play through that. I need to play through without dying.
Can't bother.
It's not hard.
It's kind of a long game. The only it's just Fable again. But the main problem I have with it is it's still the whole fucking holding out A to do everything.
Yeah. It's an okay game.
It seems like it's a little bit built for Kinect.
But it just needs to evolve. Fables just been the same game. Literally the same game with a few new additions. You can now hold hands.
The main problem I have is the end of it.
Yeah.
The passage. Not to try and spoil it for anybody, but it's the passage of time at the end.
127 days to one.
Yeah, it's really, really, really off-putting. And you can say, oh, they run out of development time, they don't have enough ideas.
No, it's Peter Molyneux.
But it's a good idea. It's a very good idea. But they don't give you enough, either, like earlier on in the game, the same thing where you go to the sandy place.
Yeah.
And there's no warning of saying you can't come back home for a while, is there?
No.
There's no warning when you go, warning, this is the last day you can do stuff before the world ends. By the way, there's none of that in there, which is really not great. I mean, they could have done a load more stuff, but it's time and money, isn't it? And
They want money.
They want money. But if that was the case, I wouldn't have put it in there at all. I would put the end game, becoming king. Then you make a few decisions.
I like what they did though, where you have become king, middle of the game, because normally it's you become king, game over.
Yeah,
I like it that you become king. All the your promises, you know, all the all the stuff you promised.
Yeah, comes back to it. Yeah. Does come back to it. That's real good. It's just the fact that it's like, oh yeah, do you want to do this orphanage or destroy this orphanage? It's very black and white, and it's
usually like, through the passage, do you want to make money or do you want to spend money?
Yeah,
that's all it is.
And it's the cycle through the passage of time is really, really. Yeah, I turned out decided because I was like, right, I'm going to save these people. They're going to fucking love me, whether I like it or not.
And it's very hard to do that. I
was almost there. Because it's like, I've got 200 days left, or something.
Yeah.
Almost there, I've got half the money, 200 days left. I can do this. Amount of missions I've done since I've become king, fine. I reckon I can do this. Maybe go to a mate who's got the game and go, can I borrow a couple of $100,000 off him?
You know how much money you need to save everyone?
6 million?
8.5.
8.5 million. I was at about 3.5, and I was like, I could do this. And then, 2 missions later, they're all dead.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck? Stupid game. You could have told me that this is the last chance you have.
Most annoyance.
So what I think I'll do is just build up a massive amount of gold.
All you need to do is
give it to you and
turn
then
your game on.
Yeah.
Walk away, and then just sit there rolling in rent.
Does it while its game's off?
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then.
So when I come back to it, be rich beyond my wildest dreams.
You said it, but you've reached the end game.
Yeah, but I can send it to you. I can start a new game. Yeah. You can send it back to
me. We can do a co-op game.
And I can send it back to you.
And then,
yes. We'll gimp the game. Yeah.
Just set the clock on your Xbox forward like 2 years.
I might try that later. See how much money
that's
I
have. That's what I did with the Fable 2. Like, yep.
Pretty good.
That's what I did with Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater. Oh, the old man's dead.
You cheating bastard. You cheating bastard.
I couldn't find him. He was old and sneaky.
I was the only person I know in Metal Gear Solid 2 who held him up. And got him to freeze. Give me all your stuff. Now I'm going to shoot in the head, old man.
How?
Because I'm fucking awesome at Metal Gear Solid. You don't understand how much I love Metal Gear 2 and 3. And how awesome like, Metal Gear 2, I know where all the guards are, so I can just run through that game.
You're high.
Yes.
Right, we run out of games to talk about.
I was very high during my teens.
We don't need to talk about
Mass Effect DLC.
Lair of the Shadow Broker. You need to play that. That is so good.
I think if you're off, if you're going off a gallivanting this afternoon, how long is it?
2 hours. If that.
Do it while I'm editing the show, can't I?
Have you got it?
Got Mass Effect 2.
Have you got the DLC,
yeah.
You've got to pay like 800 points.
800 points?
Yeah.
800 points?
Yeah,
800 points?
Yeah.
800 points?
Did you sign up for xboxrewards.com?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, we calendared that the other day.
Yes, I did it yesterday.
So your thing won't come into effect yet, though?
Wait, no.
48 hours.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's got some of the best set pieces in Mass Effect 2.
I'm going to give it to level 30. Not like 27.
Should do. It's pretty big stuff. It's post the end game though, so if you finish the game. Did you not get to level 30?
No.
I see you didn't carry over character, did you?
No.
See, I did.
I didn't. I didn't have Mass Effect 1, did
do you
I?
Want to borrow, Mass Effect 1 is a really good game, you need to play it.
I played it, yes. And I didn't like it.
Oh dear.
Because the shooting wasn't very good.
Yeah.
I'm all about the shooting.
Very important towards Mass Effect 3 is Lair of the Shadow Broker.
Oh, right. I will have to play that then.
I can tell you.
I'm fine. COD Blops.
COD is COD. At least they've patched it now.
Yeah, there's a patch that came out not so long ago. Because apparently the PS3 version is mega broken.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people I follow on Twitter who are just like, fucking hate it. Go back to Modern Warfare 2 or Medal of Honor. Because it literally will not work half the time. But then again, friend of the show, Gary, nothing.
No.
He's not a single problem.
But the thing you even know what the problems are.
No, he's never been able not to connect.
Yeah.
But other people are just like, I can't do it. I just can't. They literally just cannot connect to the game.
I enjoy playing COD. COD's good. I've set it so when I load up COD, it goes straight onto multiplayer.
See, I haven't put that much time into multiplayer. I've put like maybe.
I haven't put time into it. I just, if mates are on
like
it.
Like 100,000 hours in. Or something. You're like level 30 odd, last time I looked, and that was fucking ages ago.
Like level 45. All I have to keep doing is making an emblem. You'd like my emblem.
I've finished some of your emblems.
You haven't seen my emblem recently, have you? It's King Rufus from Croc. Took me so long to make.
Fucking hell. I like the single player. Still wrapping up the. It's in my stack of games. To finish on veteran.
Didn't have fucking be bothered to do it on veteran, if I'm honest.
I've got 2.5 levels to do on veteran. And the.
Is it hard?
There's a couple of choke points where the enemies just keep coming until you move.
Oh, I know which bits they are. The Vietnam trenches.
Vietnam trenches are so easy.
You just run up to the barrels.
Oh, the barrels bit.
Yeah, you know the bit where he doesn't tell you what to do.
Yeah.
There's just waves of Vietnamese coming out, and you're like, "What's going?"
Once you realise where they are, and you go, "Right, they're there." You can just literally just go, and if you're good enough and use the tap to aim thing, you can just go tap, boom, 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 run,
barrel.
Boom, 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 barrel. It's the bit where you're going through the trenches.
Yeah.
At the start, that's a piece of piss.
Well, yeah.
That's really... Because you just basically run. Yeah. You run the whole length.
That's the problem with Triarch Call of Duty games. They have point spawning. They don't have a set spawn count. Okay, you've killed so many, move on. It's just like... they will wave spawn until your feet touch a certain invisible white line.
Yeah.
And your AI move up. It's so annoying. They did it in Call of Duty 3.
Yeah, that's why
they did it in World of War.
I might not even finish it on veteran because of the bit at the end of the mission where you shoot the rocket out of the sky.
Yeah.
A bit of that when you're going down a corridor. And fuck, that is hard. Seriously, seriously difficult. Seriously difficult.
I can't imagine the end game being very hard.
I've got that mission to do and I've got the smoke. I'm at the bit with the smoke.
Yeah.
With the nerve gas stuff. Yeah, I quite like it. Well, I haven't so much time into, but I think it's better than Black Ops.
Yeah.
Better than Modern Warfare.
This is probably
just the stuff like Gun Game. Gun Game is so much fun.
Wager matches, that's all we play really, is wager matches.
They're real good
gun
fun.
Gun Game.
Gun Game, one in the chamber is good fun, and the one with the tomahawk and the throwing knife.
The six is nice.
I love that one as well. It's awesome. Absolutely awesome.
I think that's it, isn't it?
I think so. SmackDowns.
SmackDowns. Well, SmackDowns is SmackDowns. Good fun.
If you like wrestling, buy it.
Yeah.
If you like achievements, rent it.
If you like Sheamus, you're alright.
Sheamus. I just want to do a bit on Gran Turismo.
Do we have to? Gran Turismo is terrible.
Yeah.
Everyone I've heard that played Gran Turismo, it's like, I'm going back to Forza.
Gary and Grimes, my friends have only wanted to stuck with it. But I keep going. But Grimes is sensible. Grimes agrees with me where I go, fantastic driving game, shit surrounds.
Yeah. Like, some of the cars 10 have out of no 10 dashboards.
It's a 10 out of 10 driving game wrapped in a 5 out of 10 game.
Yeah.
The menu system is awful. The music is awful, apart from the occasional bit of Pendulum and Queens of the Stone Age that they have thrown in there. You can't really hear anyway because it's so quiet. What else is there? There's something else. There is something else. I can't remember. Yeah, it's 10 out of 10 wrapped in a 5 out of 10 package. The menu's awesome, awful. It's just a bad game. But the driving is brilliant.
Yeah.
Right. Phones.
Phones. Shiny new phones. Everyone likes shiny new phones. Since we're massive Microsoft fanboys.
I'm not a massive Microsoft fanboy.
You've got a Windows phone.
Yeah.
You're a fanboy. You've been branded.
I have an Apple computer. And a Windows computer. Like, literally, like, the start of this year, I had no Apple, I had nothing Microsoft.
And now you have.
And now I've gone through two Xboxes. I've got a Windows phone, and I've got a Windows laptop as well. Or a Windows 7. Changed.
Shiny new phone. We don't normally talk about mobile phones, because, you know, they're not really computer games. But this is very Xbox integrated. It comes with Xbox Live on there, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And then you get the
Xbox Live games, Xbox Live extras.
Achievements.
Mm.
Download Flowers.
I order. There's Windows Live, Xbox Live Extra. So you can go on there and just change your clothes and write messages and see. Basically, see your dashboard on your phone. Brilliant.
Useful.
Very useful. And then your phone itself, depending on which one you get, like almost what the HD7 motes are.
No.
Which, smaller, compacter, brilliant camera, big, better camera, and a better soundy system.
Yeah.
Speakers and headphones that we got on the Samsung Omnia. Yeah.
But the screen.
But oh man, the screen looks amazing. I would honestly recommend anyone picking up this phone. I mean,
but buy a case for Christ's sake. They're expensive. I need a case. I'm afraid I'm going to break this so badly.
Yeah. I keep feeling the back and it's a bit scratchy and I'm just like, oh no, I have a text message. No, it's very good. Very, very smooth scrolling on most of it. There's like enough decent apps to tie you over. There's not going to be as many apps because the game's, it's only been out a month.
Yeah.
But absolutely, it has got a good, obviously, Xbox Live Gaming News Now is also a good one for gaming news. Xbox Live is fantastic. The integration is actually really, 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 really good.
Really smooth.
Yeah. I played Butterfly.
Yeah.
The trial deck. That's pretty, pretty damn good.
I played Guitar Hero.
How is Guitar Hero?
It's good.
Did you get a...
It's like Tap Tap Revenge.
I love Tap Tap Revenge. I want to get Star Wars Cantina as well.
Why?
Because you get to run a cantina on Tatooine.
You just want any game that's like Game Dev Story.
Yeah. I miss you, Game Dev Story.
Get Flowers now.
I'm getting Download Flowers. Yeah, I actually love that. I actually think it's better than the iPhone, just because the camera's better. The headphones are even better.
You get so many headphone stuff with it.
Yeah, the camera's better, the headphones are better, the screen is so much bigger.
And clearer.
The phone is so clearer, the phone is so much slimmer, like...
Yeah. Fat, it's longer.
It is longer, but the screen is bigger, a lot bigger. If you measure up, I'm going to measure up there, the screen is a lot bigger. And the camera's better, sounds better, these apps don't crash.
No.
Like some of the ones on the iPhone do. But some like the Facebook app, I was having problems with it last night, like scrolling and tapping on certain things.
Yes, yeah, I've had that.
But that is a fault of the 1 month old SDK.
Yeah.
Well, I think 2 or 3 months old SDK. That will be upgraded.
There's the update coming in January.
I'm talking about the software development.
Yeah, I know.
The stuff. That stuff. Yeah, it's not very old, it's not very not very great, but it works. Like the Twitter app I've got works fine. The Facebook one, not great.
Flowers.
Free
achievements.
But yeah, I actually love the phone. I would recommend anybody buying it over an iPhone, actually.
Man.
Even though I was a massive iPhone nut when it came out, and I actually loved it.
But that's the thing, there was no other phone like it.
Yeah.
At the time.
And now you've got things like the black, like all the Android phones.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be pretty good, like very similar to the iPhone.
The Android phones weren't on par with the iPhone, but these are.
No, they weren't. These definitely are. I mean, the scrolling is smoother, just feels nicer. Your Microsoft Office.
Yeah. You can get fucking Adobe on there.
It supports Flash. Oh my god, it's got Flash on it. Oh,
about time.
About blades. The only problem is there's like pros and cons to having Zune though. Zune is real good,
but
because you don't have to bother with the stupid syncing.
Yeah,
you do, because like if I plug my iPhone in my laptop, and my laptop's where my music is because it's got a massive hard drive.
Yeah,
right. So 250. It's got my Mac's got 90. So that, perfect for like storing the music on it. And if I want to play it through my speakers on my main thing, I just Apple wireless house sharing-y thing it around. With the Zune on there, it's fine. It's a bit slow because it's a shit laptop.
Yeah.
But it's fine. You don't have to worry about it. You just can drag and drop anything you want on there. And your mate's house, plug it in, drag and drop music to and from it. Doesn't matter. If you've got your iPod, if I sync it on one computer, I can only sync it on that computer. And if I try and put music from my Mac onto my iPod, iPhone. Yeah, it'll be like, no, you have to wipe the whole thing to put that one song on there.
And with Zune, you can pretty much use any music file.
Yeah, it'll read all your. It'll read all the music.
You have to convert it into MPA or whatever it is. Yeah, that's stupid.
It'll read. I probably got a bit better about that. But Zune will read all your music on your computer and just put it in there.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what it was.
No effort.
Yeah. It looks a lot nicer as well, like all the background pictures and stuff, especially on the phone, looks brilliant. Problem is, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I love listening to podcasts all the time.
Yeah.
And it's not on the Zune.
You know there's a podcast application on there though, right?
I have one called Podcasts.
Yeah, that's the one. Is it of any use?
Well, it's alright. It's kind of like, let me find.
Do you have to download them, or can you just listen?
Let me pick. Let's see, it's the podcast. I want to get us on here. Let's have a listen to my favourite podcast.
Can you just listen to it, or do you have to download it?
I'm not entirely sure, mate.
Let's just find out. Live. The play button.
Looks like you listen to it straight on the phone.
I think the speaker's not very good.
The other one's supposed to be better.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's fine.
Yeah. See? So I can just do that.
Sexy phone.
It's very good. Very good.
Let's wrap up our... Let's unwrap and then throw away. Yeah. I do not want for Christmas.
I don't want Kinect.
Please, Mum and Dad, if you're listening.
I don't want Kinect. Move would... Whatever.
Would move me.
I don't want any games I've got before. I want any games I already own. I don't want Kinect.
No fat chicks.
No fat chicks. Wake up in the morning, there's like a big bulge in the side of your stocking.
Stab.
There's like a small baby whale in there. Just stab it. I don't know what I really want and don't want for Christmas. I know I don't want Kinect, because I don't have enough room. In here.
You don't know that your bed's like that.
Yeah, but it's... You need 6 foot square of space.
No, you don't. That's just advised. If you moved this...
And this...
You can have
that out the way, and then spent £130 to move all my shit out the way, to jump up and down and get a photo take me, and then go straight on Facebook. No, thank you.
You're thinking ahead of...
No, thank you, sir. I would like a massive 3D TV.
The only thing I really want for Christmas is a new Xbox.
A sexy new slim Xbox.
Just so I can get my dad out of my room at 8:30 this morning when he starts playing Battlefield and talking to people.
Shit. I would like some...
Drugs.
I'd like a 3D TV.
Why? I just like a bigger TV.
One of those OLED ones. I think my TV's big enough. The size of my room.
I'd just stick it there though. Get a wall bracket.
I would put it a little bit higher, but whatever. Not fast at the moment.
So we'll save it to the wall.
Yeah, that'd be fine. But, I'd like one of the super thin OLED ones. Super thin ones. They had at CES last year. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were sexy, like that. Like, not even about a centimetre thick.
Man.
They were beautiful looking.
I'd like a...
3D and all that sort of stuff. Proper deep blacks.
Like a Windows phone, but really. Alright, we already have them.
Oh no, that's a Windows phone going off. Oh, it's actually friend of the show.
Who?
David.
What's he want? Is he going to contribute?
He just texted me saying, did you get a new iPhone or something different? Text him back in a minute. The other good thing about the Windows phone, another one.
Yeah.
Bing, at a touch of a button.
Yeah.
With.
Yeah. Well, sexy backgrounds of small Asian people.
Oh no. And the little notification thing comes up right at the top there.
Yeah. Lovely. It's lovely. You just, you know, you need to see your battery. You just press the top. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Anyway. Very good battery life as well.
Is it?
Unless you don't fuck about, you know, as long as you're not, like, on the internet with apps all day. it'll last longer than your iPhone.
That wouldn't surprise me, yeah.
Because iPhone's like, oh, you're doing something.
It's got multitasking, so if you shut down an app,
it's done. Fine.
It stops working. The battery goes back to doing normal stuff. For the iPhone, if I have like 100 apps open, it's like, ah,
you want to listen to music?
Yeah. It's a pain.
Alright, I think this is...
I don't know, yeah, Christmas stuff. Not a lot.
No, Christmas is gay. We just want stuff. And then
I just want a day off so I can crank my way through those a bit more.
You want a day off with a large meal?
On a day off, a large, yeah. Which is what I'm going to have today. I'm going to crank through. I'm actually going to spend some money on Microsoft Xbox Live.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Zombies, I'm going to get Mass Effect, I think.
I'd wait for Zombies. I bet you that'll be a... You know they do, like, a Christmas drop? They did last year.
Yeah.
I'd wait.
Yeah.
But get Mass Effect. You need that. Sexy cool.
Sexy's a sexy cool.
I think we're done. How long is this shit?
We have done many, many, many
fucking
hours.
Fucking hell.
You've got to go.
Yeah,
something to do with the toilet seat and a Christmas tree. I don't know what you're doing with the toilet seat and a Christmas tree.
Well, gherkins.
Do you see my Christmas tree? It's real. It's not in here, it's downstairs.
Why is it a real one? Because it makes a mess.
Yeah.
You didn't even go downstairs.
My presents are under the tree that I brought people already.
Yeah,
apart from one.
Yeah, but you only venture downstairs at night when you sneak down. So a splinter cell across the floor. Steal a biscuit.
Yeah. Right, anyway, yes. We come back in the new year. I'm sorting out a new site. With a friend of mine, friend of ours, who does a lot of...
Friend of ours. It's like the mafia. He's a friend of ours. He's a friend of mine.
He's a friend of a friend of a friend. Name's Derek.
Forget about it.
New website. He's going to run our forum for us. And as long as we do some more promotion, we'll be good. Be good on that front. On a new site. We have a new site.
What can we refer to him as? Can we just call him Frodo?
He might be on the podcast at some point.
Forum Frodo. Forum Frodo. Yes. Come on, Binnip.
And then we're going to come back on a day in January.
On a day. I'll have quite a lot of time off in January.
But so. the first.
I'm going to call second week in January. Call it about the week of the 10th.
Week of the 10th. So it's like New Year's Day is on like the Saturday, isn't it? So you got like.
It won't be before the 10th.
Around that sort of time.
I'd say middle of January.
Middle of January, come back. We've got all the awards, which I'm currently outlining. If you have any suggestions for award types or award titles...
Go fuck yourself.
Just tweet me at DJ Hobbs so I get a new Twitter.
Has anyone tweeted you yet? Ever?
What, the level up one?
Yeah.
A couple of people, that's about it. Like ages ago. But we hadn't done an episode a while, so it's gone dead.
Yeah.
I don't even post anything on it anyway.
It's your fault. It's all your fault.
We're gonna cut. We'll come back and we'll have a fresh start with stuff rather than us just sitting here talking to you. Some other stuff.
Even though you're probably not listening.
Right. Have a good Christmas, everybody. Have a good Christmas, Mr. Kwai.
Yes.
Even though I'll probably see you
before Christmas.
Christmas Eve in the pub.
If I'm allowed to not work.
Come on, Bird of the Word is number three on iTunes. Buy Bird of the Word on iTunes and various other retail outlets.
Woolworths.
Yeah, buy a Woolworths, why not? Just so it can get to number one. So I can go into De Niro's,
the
club, and hear the Birds of the Word and go...
And then fart.
Be amazing. Right then, say bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. I'll see you in the new year. Have a good Christmas and all that.